Today's podcast is brought to you by our Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt. To order, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage.
This is classic Trump. We have 4 days left, and all of a sudden there's a laptop. There's overwhelming evidence that from the intelligence community.
There's overwhelming evidence. Well, now there's evidence that everything was true. And joining us now, I am so thrilled about this because this is really amazing. Emma Jo Morris broke this story at the New York Post. She's now the political editor at Breitbart News. Emma Jo, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Hey, Grace, thank you so much for having me. It's so nice to be on.
Congratulations, first of all. I think I'm going to start with this question. Do you think you'll get a Pulitzer?
Listen, I've been told that I deserve one, but I'm not going to hold my breath to get one from the same committee that gave one to Maggie Haberman for the Russia hoax.
Yeah, I don't think you should. But, you know, one of my Twitter followers was suggesting we give you the People's Pulitzer, and I think that's very accurate. Let's get into a little bit of your latest piece. Now, obviously, you broke this story open and you really were smeared as kind of like a Russian propagandist or, you know, a rube for Russia, whatever they were calling you. And now you're breaking down in your latest piece all of the surreal headlines that were running from everywhere, from the New York Times to Politico, trying to smear you and trying to smear your reporting. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I wrote this column in the wake of the New York Times, a tacit admission, I guess, that the reporting was legit and that the laptop was authentic. And my point to it was, you know, and I get this question a lot of, you know, how does this get reconciled? Where is the accountability? And so this column was trying to answer that. And I think that the accountability is just in plain sight, and all it is for us to talk about it, you know. So when I originally broke the story in October of 2020, you know, the New York Times published a column calling it Baroque mythology, and very fancy language from the Times in pure form. But, you know, and Politico was another, that was a major story where they ran a headline saying 50 former intelligence officials say that the Hunter laptop is Russian disinformation. And that was obviously totally spun out of nothing, totally made up. It was Natasha Bertrand, who at the time was at Politico and is now at CNN, who was just really uncritically copying the words of former spies to create a narrative to buttress, obviously, big tech's justification for its censorship, and, you know, gave Joe Biden that line that you just played of saying that, you know, this is he's a liar, you know, 50 intelligence officials say so. And it was literally made up. In that article, actually, in Politico, in paragraph 10, it says, you know, it copies the letter saying, we haven't actually seen the laptop, we haven't actually seen the documents, but it has the hallmarks of Russian disinformation, whatever that means. So that being said, all that stuff is out there. And now, you know, Politico had one of their reporters, Ben Schreckinger, write a book about the Biden's rise to power, and he went and verified the emails on his own through a third party. He published that. That was a couple months ago, and then this story was back in the news again. That old reporting was rehashed again. Now we're here with the New York Times and pretty much the same conversation where they have, you know, admitted, which at least with Politico, they did some extra legwork. The New York Times has now just basically turned around and abruptly decided that the laptop is now authentic. They didn't actually do any third-party check, but anyway, we're back to this conversation again, and as we are in it, we are forced to recall their previous reporting that they have never apologized for, that they have never justified in any way, that they have never, you know, at least corrected, nothing. So in doing that, we are constantly reminded, and millions of people across this country are constantly reminded of the fact that they are liars and the fact that they really did their own work to spread propaganda and disinformation and do their own election interference, which is what it was.
Yeah.
So that is the reckoning.
And Emma Jo, when I told listeners that you were going to be on the program, I always say to people, you know, give me your best questions, because I think people really want the opportunity to ask someone like you, who is at the forefront of this and was ridiculed by the mainstream media. Now that we know it's true, a big question I keep getting is, will anything come from this? And also, why now? Why do you think the New York Times decides now to confirm this? Because you point out in your piece that there's exactly no new reporting to bring on this admission from the New York Times. So I guess it's a two-parter. One, do you think anything will come from it? And two, why are they deciding to do this now?
Yeah, what do I think will come of it? I think that we're already seeing what comes of it. You know, Forbes ran a piece in late February, February 21st, I think it was, talking about the ratings of CNN, which obviously their reporting is basically a regurgitation of what's in the Times and the Washington Post. And they are down 70%, 70% in viewership, which is, I mean, that is unthinkable. That is massive. That's not a bad week. You know, that is an extended period of time of viewers literally just ignoring them and in mass numbers. So I think what comes of it is really just their credibility is being destroyed. It's being destroyed daily. As this keeps coming up, people keep being reminded of the fact that they don't know how to do their jobs and there's no real reason to listen to them. So that is that. And then why do I think they have revealed it now? To be honest, I can't say. You know, thank God I don't work for the New York Times. why? I guess, listen, they are following the Hunter Biden case. This is how this admission came up. It wasn't a story about, you know, now we say the laptop is real. That was a buried line in the story, I think, in paragraph 24. But the story was actually about Hunter's legal woes, which are ongoing and seem to be metastasizing, if anything. So I think that if I had to guess, and I don't know, but this is purely speculation, I think that they realize that the Hunter story is not going away, and it's better to just try to save face by, like, slipping it in into a story that has its own meat than to go on pretending that their original reporting was correct, which they won't be able to do.
Now, Emma Jo, I want to ask you, I think a lot of people in the media, and I have to imagine that you have been enjoying this last couple of days, because, I mean, I didn't even break the story, and I get such secondhand anger when I see these horrible takes from the mainstream media. So I think a lot of people are taking a victory lap, and it's well-deserved. But the other part of this that's just kind of been dawning on me over the last couple of days is, okay, well, now we know it's real. And there's so much in there that is problematic for Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Out of all of the things, and I'm talking about like pay to play in Ukraine and China and Moscow, what do you think should be Joe Biden's number one concern about the things that are on this laptop?
Well, you know, we're all very focused on Ukraine and Russia right now, because that's obviously something that's unfolding currently and in real time. And we're watching it all, you know, on the news every day. But I really think, you know, in my opinion, and listen, I'm no genius, but in my opinion, the biggest threat that America has, economic threat, geopolitical threat, military threat, is China. And it is not close. Russia's economy is not even close to China's. Russia's ability to project power is not even close to China's. And China is a real problem for us. They have every intention of overtaking us on the world stage. And it's not like it's in tandem. It's not like we're going to be friends and share the responsibilities of being a hegemon. China wants to be the sole hegemon. Their values directly undermine ours. And they are not afraid to get aggressive, as we've seen. They've been extremely aggressive over the last 20 years. And I think that with an American president that is, let's say, tangled up with them, they wouldn't hesitate to get more aggressive, if anything, in this administration. So I think that the salient headline from this series, and something that, you know, your listeners and Americans writ large should pay attention to, was 10% for the big guy held by H. That was bombshell, and that was the most relevant piece of information, I think, to this presidency, especially now that he is in power. This is dangerous. He was taking 10% of a company that was being started by Hunter, a few of his business associates, and people at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. CEFC was the name of the company that he was partnering up with. It's an energy company run by the Chinese Communist Party. The people who operate the company are actually some of them members and others linked to members of the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. This is not above board. This is not in America's interest. And this is something that Joe Biden has deep entanglement with. He has deep financial interest in very shadowy dealings with the CCP. And that is something I think that is of utmost importance to take away from my reporting is China.
I'm speaking with Emma Jo Morris. She broke this story in the New York Post, and now she's at Breitbart. Emma, Joe, I have to ask you, do you think when Joe Biden, whenever he might take questions, it could be 6 months from now, it could be today, who knows? But when he does take questions, do you have any faith in the reporters at the White House briefing room that they're going to ask these questions? And do you think his reply, you know, Jen Psaki's been throwing out this whole idea of, well, Hunter doesn't work for the government. Do you think that's going to work with Joe? Do you think he can use that same line of reasoning that, you know, oh, my son doesn't work here, so I don't have to answer it?
So to the first part of your question, there's two journalists, really one in the White House Press Association that I think is really focused on this. When I was at the Post, I actually wasn't a reporter. I was the deputy politics editor, and I ran national politics coverage at the Post. Stephen Nelson of the New York Post has really been so dogged on this issue. He has really been stuffing it down the White House's throat every opportunity he gets, and he is in the briefing room every once in a while. And he does not let them get away with a single thing. He actually just last week asked Psaki about the New York Times piece, and he really had her squirming. He is one to watch out for. He's a rising star in the press corps, and he will definitely, if he has the opportunity, which he sometimes does, ask Joe Biden about this. Another one, obviously, is Peter Doocy from Fox News, who is, again, probably the second most committed to this story in the White House press corps, and that's, you know, two of two. But, yes, I do think that Joe Biden will definitely be asked about this, especially from the New York Post. And what he will answer, who knows? I mean, he gets a total pass from the rest of the media. And Fox and the New York Post compared to all the rest of the legacy media is obviously not insignificant, but it's, you know, it doesn't compare. So I think it'll be probably a continuation of more of the same, where he will give some throwaway answer, some canned response. Might laugh it off, or, you know, in some cases, you know, as Caitlin Collins has learned from CNN, he gets a little bit hot under the collar and might blow up. But either way, he gets a pass. You know, it's a news cycle of about 5 minutes, and he'll move on. But the people who are watching alternative media, who are watching conservative media, they know. And listen, that's not a small number of people. That is millions of people that are tuning into shows like this, who are reading Breitbart News. Millions and growing. Listen, as CNN and the New York Times readership careers, alternative media grows. People are understanding that they are being played, and the American people have a better gut than that.
Emma Jo Morris, it has been an absolute pleasure. Congratulations on this amazing story, having the courage to report on this and having the courage to keep going despite the baseless smears from the left. Emma Jo, where can people follow you on Twitter and read all of your work?
Yeah, thank you. I'm at Emma Jo, EmmaJoNYC on Twitter. And obviously I have a byline at Breitbart. And listen, you know, we're not done. We're not done. There's always another sacred calf to turn into scrap metal. So please follow my work.
Thank you so much, Emma Jo. We appreciate it. The allergy season caused by trees begins in March and runs through June. So we are already in the thick of it here. This pollen is odorless, so you may not realize allergy season has already started, but it has. One big collector of pollen is your car. You open and close the door several times a day. That's why you need the Thunderstorm air purifier for your car. Now, Jared, this is very easy. People hear this and they go, well, how am I going to use it in my car? It comes with the USB cord.
Yeah, that's the best thing about it. The unit itself is small, so it's easy to move from room to room, floor to floor, whatever you have to do. And in your car, it comes with a USB cable. You just plug it into the unit, plug that into the USB port in your car, you turn it on, and in your car, like in your home, you get that ionized air, which eliminates allergens and pollutants. Of course, it also gets rid of the odors and even some viruses. So your car is fresh, clean, purified air.
The Eden Pura Thunderstorm air purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and you can plug it right into the wall or, like Jared said, in your car. And this is a 3-pack, so get ready for allergy season in your home. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code GRACE3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE3. We'll be right back with your calls, 844-500-4242. I'm going to break down the 8 Joe Biden scandals inside Hunter Biden's MacBook that corporate media just admitted is legit. This is from The Federalist. And I want to hear from you. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Now comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
I was just talking about this with Emma Jo Morris, but it's like I was so focused on this victory lap over the fact that now the mainstream media, the serious people, are saying we can talk about the laptop. This is part of the it's okay to talk about now, kind of like how masks don't work, how plexiglass doesn't work.
Serious people.
All these things that become okay to talk about. Well, now we can talk about the laptop because it's real. It's authenticated. And then you think about it, you go, wait, if it's authenticated, that means we all have a lot more questions. And Margot Cleveland from The Federalist actually broke down 8 scandals that need investigating now that we know this laptop is real. Again, I know a lot of us already assumed the laptop was real for quite some time now, but I want to get into this with the listeners. Let's go to Dan. You're next up on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dan.
How you doing, Grace? About Biden and the laptop, it was 17 months ago that it was real, but it was a week before the election. And they weren't going to have that. And all of MSNBC and CNN and all of these far-left liberal news media, they basically, if you can look back, oh, it's Russian conspiracy, it's this, it's that, and they basically lied themselves to hell.
Yeah, and Joe Biden did too. Joe Biden did too, Dan. I want to play Bill Barr here, and I'm not suddenly going to say, oh, good for Bill Barr, because none of these people did anything when they had the power to. But listen to Bill Barr yesterday. He's talking about the Biden laptop. Cut two.
I was very disturbed during the debate when candidate Biden lied to the American people about the laptop. He squarely confronted with the laptop, and he suggested that it was Russian disinformation and pointed to the letter written by some intelligence people that was baseless, which he knew was a lie. And I was shocked by that. And fortunately, the DNI came out and said, no, it's not disinformation. The FBI said the same thing. Media ignored it.
But are you shocked by that? Like, that's the part of this that drives me crazy. So you have John Brennan, who is a snake. You have Jim Clapper, and they're all signing on to this baseless letter. And Joe Biden's going to parrot it. Of course he is. He's a liar. He lies about everything. Democrats lie about all things big and small. So you think he's going to admit something? No, he's not. Not unless other people come forward. But the only person who was presenting this was Donald Trump and a handful of great reporters from the New York Post and from other conservative outlets. So maybe if people gave him a little bit of help, but no, we didn't want to confirm anything and meddle in the election. We wouldn't want the American people to know that the president's son is corrupt and drug-addled and is working with all of these countries and getting all this money and giving part of that money to his father. We wouldn't want the American people to know that before the election. And now he's shocked that Joe Biden was lying. I'm not shocked at all. I would be shocked if he told the truth. What do you think he was going to say? Oh, he's got a point there. That laptop is shady business. Of course he's going to lie. That's all he does is lie. And I think Bill Barr is a really smart guy. I mean, I've seen him go toe-to-toe with, like, guaranteed they're not the smartest, but, you know, Chuck Todd and all these MSNBC, CNN hacks. But he is a smart guy. But right there, it's like your common sense is off. You're shocked that he lied on the debate stage? Well, why didn't you come out and say anything? Why didn't anyone come out and say anything? We had to wait 2 years to find out this information? It's just frustrating, that's all. It's just very frustrating. 844-500-4242. I see everybody on the lines. We're going to take all your calls regarding Hunter Biden and the laptop when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
It's all about round-the-clock sex.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
You know, we are at an inflection point, I believe, in the world economy. Not just the world economy, in the world. It occurs every three or four generations. As one of the top military people said to me in a secure meeting the other day, 60 million people died between 1900 and 1946. And since then, we established a liberal world order, and that hadn't happened in a long while. A lot of people dying, but nowhere near the chaos. And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there, and we've got to lead it. And we've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it. So anyway, wait,
hold on. Can we slow down? Can we go back to that? I have questions.
That was a little heavy there, Mr. President.
By the way, talking about things you're hearing in a secure meeting with military officials, maybe we don't do that right now. I feel like you're a bit of a Michael Scott, where you're going in saying, I'm not going to tell them anything. And then you get in there and it just comes right out.
We're all getting fired. The whole branch is shutting down.
And there's a good piece here by Nick Rama. On top of that, listen to how he phrased things, how millions of people dying led to the present liberal world order. And now there's a new world order coming again. Please tell us more. I'd like to know what further chaos is coming. And I thought all this thing about a new world order was supposed to be a conspiracy. It looks like Joe Biden doesn't think it is. By the way, as we are talking about this, the Supreme Court pick is still having testimony. If you're not following this, it's interesting to watch because the left is now claiming that we need civility. This is the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings for Ketanji Brown Jackson, who is the Supreme Court nominee. And I have to read you this. Hakeem Jeffries, he's a congressman from New York. He tweeted, "The Senate must treat Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson with dignity and respect." And Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire wrote, "I hope and pray they treat her with the same dignity and respect they granted to Kavanaugh and Barrett." Yeah, don't forget about Amy Coney Barrett. She was put through the ringer, too, by these Democrats, by these civil and respectful Democrats.
This is the same Hakeem Jeffries who tweeted, "Take your fake apology and shove it down the toilet, hashtag Kavanaugh," during the hearings.
Well, he is a very kind, caring, decent, compassionate person, obviously. Let's go to Lynn. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, hi. With regard to Bill Barr saying that he's disturbed now, I don't usually say that silence is complicity, but I think in his case, his silence did make him complicit. I think he had an ethical obligation. I think he even had a legal obligation to disclose to the American public that he knew that this laptop was authenticated and was, in fact, not Russian disinformation or Russian sourced. And that would not have been disclosing anything about any ongoing grand jury investigation. But he failed the American people. And, you know, him saying he was disturbed, one of the most powerful officials in American government at the time, the Attorney General, and he chose to remain silent. I find that appalling.
Yeah, and you think about in the past with other presidents and, you know, how they had wingmen who were backing them up when they were in the Oval Office. And Trump didn't have anybody like that. And Lynn, I actually want to play Bill Barr's response to he stands by not doing a criminal investigation into Hunter Biden. And I think that you'd like to hear this. This is cut one.
My reaction to the president there was obviously resisting the idea of injecting a criminal investigation of one of the candidate's children into the race when there hasn't been any definitive judgment over at the Department of Justice. So I made it clear I wasn't going to discuss criminal cases with him, especially ones that he might have an interest in.
But hold on. We're talking about it. He, in one breath, says he knew the laptop was real, that he was disturbed that Joe Biden during the debate claimed it was debunked, and that there was no evidence to suggest it wasn't real. And if that is true, then ipso facto, Joe Biden, who we can assume, I think, is the big guy, And even if we say he's not the big guy, let's say we say, oh, we can't say he's the big guy. Well, his son is doing all of these shady business dealings with government officials in China, with people in Ukraine. And you don't think that that should weigh into whether or not we elect Joe Biden as our president? You don't think that people should know if other countries are going to have blackmail and leverage on Joe Biden? We heard for 4 years that there was compromise on Donald J. Trump. Now here's a situation, and who was it? Miranda Devine was on our program, and she said this is how a lot of these countries operate. You know, they woo the sons of officials, and, you know, with gifts and with business deals, because they know that they're more vulnerable to being blackmailed. And they know that later they can go to the dads, to the fathers, to the mothers and say, hey, listen, your son was involved in this shady business dealing. And that's how leverage works. That's how blackmail works. You don't think that was something vital for the American people to know? It's not like Joe Biden, oh, you know, his son's a troubled kid. And, you know, he got in a little bit of trouble with a gun across the street from a high school, which he also did. But this is like, no, this involves all different countries. This puts America in a real precarious situation once Joe Biden becomes president. Why didn't we deserve to know this? Why was it so bad if you injected this into the election? Isn't that an important part? It's the smartest guy Joe Biden knows. And he's as corrupt as the day is long. And you just said that you knew the laptop was true. So what are we waiting for? The DOJ? Why? You know the laptop's true. Why can't we know that? I hate this idea that we're all these coddled people. Like, we wouldn't want you to know because then it might jeopardize how you feel about your voting and it might jeopardize the investigation. Just tell us the truth for once in your life.
If only Bill Barr had been the top law enforcement official in the country at the time, he might have been able to do something.
But his hands were tied. Mark, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Grace. Yeah, I was thinking with this laptop thing. The next thing that's going to come out of the mouths of these 50 intelligence experts is going to say, we signed a memo that said it has all the earmarks of Russian disinformation. We never said it was Russian disinformation. Well, what we need is for the Republicans, when they get in there, to hold hearings on this. And if they're stalled, you know, they run into like roadblocks, tell the American citizenry what is going on. Why is there a roadblock? Why are there roadblocks? Why don't they call their senators?
Yeah, but why
because
also
that,
this
going to come out?
This whole idea of Russian disinformation, it's also funny to watch now that there's real Russian disinformation that's coming out of Russia as we watch Ukraine and Russia and that conflict unfold. And the media is the boy who cried wolf. They've been talking about it so much that you don't think people don't trust now what you're saying? There is a consequence to losing trust, whether it be big tech or big media or whoever it is. There is a consequence when the American people stop listening to you, because when an actual crisis happens and you need to convince them that they're getting bad information, why would they believe you? Why would they believe anything you have to say? Milton, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Milton.
Yeah, how you doing? Basically, what I want to discuss, well, the laptop is one thing, but way back when, one of Biden's officials slept with a Chinese spy. Did anybody put that in the paperwork? No, you think that might be important? I think so.
Well, you know, are you talking about Eric Swalwell and his girlfriend, Fang Fang?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Eric Swalwell is from California. He is a anti-Trump politician, and he does have connections to a Chinese spy. I don't know if there's a connection with Hunter Biden. I can't say that right now. But that story also got brushed under the rug, because this is the same guy, Eric Swalwell, who talks ad nauseum about Donald Trump in Russia. If you go to his Twitter, it's all Donald Trump in Russia. And then he gets duped by a Chinese spy, and he's like, nothing to see here, folks. Move along. John, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Hello.
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, Grace, how are you today?
Good. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Hey, I was in the military, did 12 years, 6 years in military intelligence in the Army.
Thank you for your service.
One of the biggest things, thank you. One of the biggest things was my top secret clearance. In order to get my top secret clearance, the FBI, Homeland Security, had to do all their checks on me, everything. If there was one thing so much as my credit was huge, okay, if I had bad credit, I could be compromised and be squeezed, which I think that whole family is being squeezed, not to do the right thing. You know, you're compromised if you can be bought.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the biggest thing. You know, if you can be bought, you're compromised. And they've already been bought, so they were compromised from day one. And I just don't think that letting them get away with this, everything they've gotten away with, is no-go. He should not have even been able to run for president with everything that was in his history and his son's history.
Yeah, and John just hit the nail on the head. When you're compromised and then you look at what's happening with China, with Russia, and you think about when Joe Biden goes to those teleconferences or whatever it is, when he's on the Zoom meetings with Xi Jinping or Putin or even Zelensky, and I'm not putting Zelensky in the same category as those two other guys, but they're all people who know Joe Biden's dirty secrets at this point. So how do you think those meetings actually go? We never really get transcripts of them. We just get little descriptions from Jen Psaki that, you know, they're all going great. But why are we going to trust that Joe Biden has any standing with the rest of the world when his son is involved? His son is compromised 6 ways to Sunday with all these different businesses. And this piece by Margot Cleveland in The Federalist, she says 8 Joe Biden scandals inside Hunter Biden's MacBook. I want to read a couple of these. Pay to play in Ukraine is number one, which we've all talked about. It's the most obvious scandal. And it concerns the influence profiteering Joe Biden apparently participated in during his 8 years as Barack Obama's vice president. But the Times surface coverage of the Burisma scandal doesn't nearly suffice. The Times made no mention of Hunter's appointment to Burisma Holdings Board of Directors at a reported salary of $50,000 per month during his dad's time as vice president. Now, here's the second scandal. China gets in the game. I'm skipping around here, but Hunter Biden's joint global equity firm, the Bohai Harvest Equity Investment Fund, has helped coordinate the purchase by a Chinese mining company of the world's largest cobalt source in the Congo. That deal gave China control over a huge chunk of the world's known cobalt supplies, which, as we've talked about before on this show, you know what that has to do with making electric car batteries. And the role of Hunter Biden's company, Bohai, in the transaction again connects directly to the big guy, Joe Biden, as Hunter reportedly launched that new joint enterprise with Chinese business partners less than 2 weeks after he traveled to China on Air Force Two with his then vice president father. The press needs to push beyond the emails recovered from Hunter's abandoned laptop and do what Tucker Carlson did when the pay-to-play scandal first surfaced. Talk to Hunter's former business partner, Tony Bobulinski. The third is Moscow. As we were talking about yesterday, the report that documents also show Hunter received a combined $3.5 million from the wife of the former Moscow mayor and several other individuals. That's important. Ukraine's firing of the prosecutor investigating Burisma. We have audio of that. Joe Biden saying, son of a bitch, she was fired. I mean, he was very open about that. He was bragging about it on video. The fifth is Obama-Biden administration ignoring conflicts of interest. How Biden handled the concerns raised by the Obama administration's State Department. Now, the State Department brought this up to him, that this could be a huge conflict of interest. He poo-pooed it, and he ignored it and kept going. The sixth, and I think this is very interesting. Another scandal reaching President Biden concerns his interactions with the intelligence community after the FBI learned in December of 2019 that Hunter Biden believed Russians had stolen Hunter's laptop, rendering the Biden susceptible to blackmail. You remember this. This was the quote we gave to Miranda Devine, where he was, you know, all in a tizzy because he thought that these men came in and stole his laptop. Here, it is important to understand that there are two separate Hunter Biden laptops at issue. The most discussed laptop was actually the second laptop. The laptop was the one Hunter had abandoned at the Delaware repair shop. Then after the repair shop owner discovered concerning material on the MacBook, the store owner handed it to the FBI in December of 2019. But there was another laptop One hunter believed Russians had stolen from him when he was binging on drugs with prostitutes in the summer of 2018 in Las Vegas. While the public did not learn about the existence of this earlier laptop until August of 2021, the FBI knew about it as early as December 2019. And what Margot goes into is, you know, if James Comey is telling Trump about bogus dossiers right after he hears about them, if that garners enough attention from him to bring it to the president, then surely if Hunter Biden is talking about his laptop being stolen by Russians and used as blackmail, surely someone in the intelligence community would have told that to Joe Biden. They would have clued him in on that. And if they did, shouldn't we know? Shouldn't we know that he ignored it? Possible collusion to interfere in the 2020 election. And here are just some follow-ups that Margot Cleveland thinks the journalist should ask. Who was involved in the push to silence the story? And who were the executives or journalists who bowed to the demands? And lastly, Joe Biden is a lying dog-faced pony soldier. And here are the three quotes. First, the media should demand Biden answer for lying to the country when he seethed. I have never discussed with my son or my brother or with anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period. That was a lie. It was also the lie we played earlier in the hour that Emma Jo Morris commented on. And I mean, all he does is lie about these things. And he should be asked about it. Now that we know it's true, can you comment on all these lies you told? And there's had to be some coordination between these FBI officials, these intelligence officials, and these media people. And I want to see those emails. Let's have a couple of onerous FOIA requests. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with the rest of your calls. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
She's a master thespian, trained in the art of performance.
These pretzels are making me thirsty!
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Now is the time to spring into action and run for state office in Massachusetts. You only need 150 signatures to run for the state legislature. Visit massfiscal.org to learn more. Again, that website is massfiscal.org. Contact our friends at massfiscal.org to learn how to run for office. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Are you watching the SCOTUS hearing?
Yes, I am.
Only 15% say yes, they are. 85% say no.
Yeah, I didn't think people would be that interested in this, to be honest.
There's
because,
no stakes.
Yeah, she's going to most likely become a Supreme Court justice, and it's not going to change the makeup of the Supreme Court. I mean, Stephen Breyer was a far-left radical, and that might be a little harsh. She was a big-time liberal, and she's a radical, and, you know, it's not like it's going to really change that much of what we've already been seeing from the Supreme Court. Who knows, though? You know, people said that Brett Kavanaugh was going to be so conservative, and sometimes he goes left. So, hey, maybe Ketanji Brown Jackson might go right sometimes. Stranger things have happened. All right, when we get back, 2A Tuesdays, get on the line now. It's 844-500-4242.